Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Season 5 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Who Are You Running From? Written by Anonymous. The Game Boy camera was seen as a revolutionary piece of technology when it first hit shelves in 1998. The idea that you could take real pictures with your Game Boy and print them, no less, was unthinkable at the time. Tons of kids rushed to the stores to buy the world's smallest digital camera to go with their Game Boy Color, blissfully unaware of what to expect from the game that came with it. The game came with several mini-games aside from the typically simple picture editing software. You could even play a Space Invaders type game with your picture as the final boss. The main menu interface included the options, shoot, view, and play. If the player chose to shoot on the interface, he or she would be greeted by a screen that resembles some sort of strange JRPG. More options would appear on the screen, such as shoot, items, magic, check, and run. If the run option was selected, a strangely distorted face would appear on the screen. The face appears to be doodled on, with fake hair, lips, eyebrows, and eyes crudely drawn over a male's face. A black star is seen to be imprinted on the face's forehead. The man in the photo seems to be posing with one finger over his mouth, as if telling someone to shush. The picture comes with a caption as well, which reads,
"Who are you running from?"
In the American version of the game / accessories, two other faces can randomly appear throughout the game. One face seems to be of a man whose face has also been drawn on. He has been given female hair, and a bizarre wave symbol had been drawn on his forehead. The other face was obviously female, with artificial eyes and drawn pigtails. This face had the same wave symbol drawn onto her forehead. These faces were occasionally accompanied by the same eerie inquiry,
"Who are you running from?"
The Japanese version of the game had two additional faces that would pop up at random intervals while playing. The first face seems to be male, with scribbled eyes and an unnerving smile. It is unclear whether or not the hair on his face is real, as the resolution is extremely low. The face also had waves drawn onto its forehead. The final face is seemingly of a man with a drawn scowl and cartoonishly long hair. The eyes of his face are also doodled, as well as most of the other features on his face. This face is the only one without a symbol on its forehead, and is also the only face without a devilish synthetic smile. Another more subtle difference is that this picture seems to have been taken in a different location than all the others. The previous face all have nothing but a white backdrop, but this one seems to have some sort of object in the background. It is believed that this picture are the results of a kidnapping done by a strange cult. The figure with the black star drawn on his forehead is said to be the leader of the group, while the ones with the waves were said to be the disciples. The face without any symbols and the dark scowl is believed to be the unlucky victim. It is unclear what the condition of the victim is in the photograph, or how these pictures managed to be included in the game. The motive of the cult is also unclear, as nobody that resembled the victim was ever recovered. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.